Baltimore City High School graduates are on track to receive more college scholarships this year than any other year. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden checked in with a few graduations around the city and brings us this report.
The halls of the Walters Art Museum were crowded last week as seventh graders were wrapping up their field trip.
Go get your backpacks.
And leaving the grand marble foyer, they met high school seniors coming to the Walters for their graduation rehearsal. The seventh graders made a path for the graduates, who headed to the museum's Graham Auditorium. The music teacher, Richard Zuru, was rehearsing the Bard College song while the students chatted and took their seats. This was the first class of graduates for Bard High School Early College. The school opened its doors 2 years ago and offers free college courses to students who qualify in their junior and senior years. Nyara Ferguson, 18, said she went to two other high schools before Bard.
High school's been all over the place for me.
Ferguson said she skated by the other schools, and she didn't like that. So when she heard about Bard, she talked her mom into letting her transfer one more time.
Yeah, coming to Bard was definitely an amazing experience. I liked the challenges that I went through towards the end of the year because I was so nervous and afraid of failing because I've never been put into the situation where I've been afraid to fail. I knew I had to keep trying, but there were so many times where I was so close to giving up, and I pushed through and I did it. So, yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself, and my family's really proud of me too. So.
Ferguson says she'll be going to Hood College in the fall. She's received $40,000 in scholarships and hopes to secure the remaining $14,000 from the state of Maryland. Applying for scholarships and financial aid is the final step in the college process for students. Rudy Ruiz is the executive director for College and Career Readiness for Baltimore City's public schools. He says even with last week's budget cuts, every high school has at least one college and career counselor who helps students navigate the college application process and find a way to pay for it.
We try to make sure that families get a better understanding of that financial aid process. Mm-hmm. That can be very intimidating for families. So we've seen an increase in the number of students who are completing the financial aid applications, and also an increase in the percentage of students who are applying and being admitted to college.
Ruiz said 1,600 college scholarships have been offered to Baltimore City students, and that's the highest number in history. Right now, those scholarships total $55 million.
My alma mater is Stanford, and I grew up as a low-income student myself, and really, knowing that students can come from a low-income background and really access, any college in the country with the right supports. That's what drives me in this work.
It is now that our students will receive their diplomas. Parents and family members and guests, please don't all come.
Over at the Forest Park High School graduation, Principal Monica Daly said she was proud of her students for arriving at this monumental day. Students at this school can take several career and technology education courses. So some students are off to college, but others are off to the armed forces or to continue in the culinary arts.
Well, my name is Jalen Ewart. I'm 18. I'm going to Anne Arundel College. I'm going for culinary and hospitality. I'm trying to make my own business. Culinary for me was a stress reliever. It was something I did to because I had a lot of stuff going on at home. So when I came to cook, I took it out on that, and that used to relieve my stress. It was the outlet.
York said, in a way, cooking class saved him. He's one of the roughly 4,000 Baltimore students receiving a high school diploma this spring. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.